Choose Spirit Now presents yet another tool for spiritual awakening. Ego Watch Podcast, loaded with tips to curb that beastly little ego so that you can live enlightened most of the time. With your host, she's the creator of Choose Spirit Now, a super solar yogi and part-time ego ass kicker, Ginger Dunaway. I'm never gonna look back, whoa, I'm never gonna give it up, no,
please don't wake me now. 2, 3. Welcome and thank you everyone for tuning in. This is Ginger Dunaway with Ego Watch Podcast, brought to you by Choose Spirit Now, your tool for spiritual awakening. And this is episode 13, how to unwind and turn off without alcohol or drugs. So I have a really great e-course that I'm going to tell you about at the end of this episode. So stay till the end and I'll let you know about that. And also, if you have any questions you'd like for me to answer on Ego Watch, send them to me at ginger@choosespiritnow.com. So this episode is for all of you out there that either still drink or don't drink at all, either can't drink or have decided not to drink. But this is for everybody, whether you still drink or whether you don't drink at all. A lot of us have trouble unwinding and, you know, turning off, turning our mind off, our thoughts off, especially after a long week. And that's when we actually turn to things like alcohol, drugs, you know, anything that can help us sort of shut down for a little while and take a break. And it's really nice when you can learn to do this without, you know, the negative effects. So, you know, with alcohol and drugs, obviously, you have the hangover, you know, maybe a headache. Maybe you drink too much and make a complete A out of yourself, you know, whatever. I remember when I used to drink, how I felt towards the end of the week. And it was like I had all this sort of energy still swirling around, you know, that wasn't necessarily focused energy, and it was I was exhausted. Like all this stuff just still, you know, winding around, and I really just didn't know what to do with it. And I really can remember towards the end of the week, sort of getting excited about having a drink on Friday night, or in my case, several to too many, and being able to just dampen that energy that I didn't know what to do with. It was like I was going all week long, and then I didn't know how to stop at the end of the week. And so it took, you know, a bottle of wine or two bottles of wine or whatever to make myself stop, you know, to make myself sit down and relax and take a load off. And the next day, of course, I was hungover, and then I was really knocked on my butt because, you know, then I'm on the couch all day eating nasty cheeseburger, drinking a Coke, whatever, you know, trying to get over the night before. But you know what? At least I had finally stopped. Once I found my yoga practice, it took years for me, but eventually I realized that yoga practice could do the same thing that alcohol was doing for me on the weekends. Okay, so at the end of the week, you know, I was practicing yoga throughout the week as well as working. But then at the end of the weekend, it was like I was able to use that yoga practice to wring that energy out. Okay, instead of just having to knock myself out, now I could do a nice healthy yoga practice and get that same result of slowing down, relaxing, and being able to rest and in that space. As I continued to practice on a regular basis, I realized that there wasn't that feeling as much towards the end of the week and less of a desire to drink during the weekend to dampen that energy. And so over time, I actually let go of alcohol for good. So I found myself staying at more of a steady level of energy throughout the week and even throughout that weekend. And what was great about that is that then my weekends were now a productive, wonderful, 2 days of doing other things that I enjoyed, but having the energy to do them. You know, now I wasn't hungover and on the couch Saturday and Sunday. Now I was out, you know, doing gardening or a project around the house or relaxing on the couch. And it was so nice to not basically lose 2 days out of my week every week being completely hungover and feeling so crappy, right? So I think we could all agree that we all need to unwind after the end of a work day, after the end of a work week. And when you were talking about the ego, you know, the ego is all those thoughts that just sort of run rampant in our head. And it's all that stuff, you know, all those to-do lists, the responsibilities that we have throughout the week, you know, it gets wrapped up into our ego and the thoughts that get on this repetitive cycle in our head of what we're supposed to be doing, you know, when we're supposed to be doing it, how we're supposed to be doing it. And we need a break from that. So when we're talking about watching the ego, what this has to do in this situation is, you know, when we do a yoga practice, we're able to step back from that ego, from the thoughts, the to-dos, the responsibilities, and be able to see that that's not really who we are. That's not a part of us. But when we get immersed in life, in the busyness of life, or we get immersed in our work day, in our work week, whatever, you know, if you have kids, you know, it's that staying on top of everything throughout the week, homework, schedules, you know, who's going where after school at what time, and coordinating all of that. So, you know, it's a lot on people. And, you know, whether it's a job, whether it's a home job, whether it's the kids, whether you're in school, whatever, you can get so immersed in all of this and literally feel like your brain is going to explode just trying to hold everything together, you know, trying to keep up with everything. And, you know, if we're not careful, if we're not watching it, then this is just contributing to more of what yoga calls that monkey mind, you know, just it's on repeat in your head. You know, pick up the kids at three, pick up the kids at three, pick up the kids at three. And it's all of this stuff going on in our heads all the time. And we get overwhelmed. And if we're not careful, we get to the point where we get so overwhelmed that we get to that point where we feel like we're going to lose it. Or you feel like you want to just, you know, jump in your car and drive away. I had a day recently, it was probably like about a month ago, where, you know, I had my new baby and, you know, it was summertime. So I had my little girl there too. And just the laundry, the endless amounts of laundry and da 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 da. And I just had one of those days where it was just like so much of just the repetitive stuff and the feeding and the burping and the diaper changing. And, you know, I love all that. But at the same time, all that repetitive stuff, it can just basically drive you crazy if you don't have some sort of outlet. And I guess that particular day I didn't have much of an outlet or time for an outlet. So I remember calling my husband and saying, can I quit? Can I just quit? And he was laughing. And you know, that's how we get sometimes. If we go into that overwhelm, we want to quit, we want to drive away, you know, we want to have a mental breakdown basically. And unfortunately, for most of us, we don't have time for a mental breakdown, right? We got to get ourselves back up and keep on marching forward. So if you're not going to allow yourself that mental breakdown, then what I suggest is put things in place to be able to wring that monkey mind out, which is what yoga is all about. Allow yourself to step out of those repetitive thoughts, repetitive to-dos, repetitive responsibilities. Give yourself a break in the most healthy, natural way you can. So that is obviously yoga and meditation. What I found fascinating when I went to yoga teacher training was one thing that they taught us about that natural high versus, you know, a high induced by alcohol or drugs. What happens is with alcohol and drugs, you go up on that high. And then when you come down below your normal, okay? So you experience that low, you experience that hangover. But with yoga and meditation, you experience that high And then when you come down, you don't go below normal. You come back to your normal. Okay. So you actually do experience a high with yoga and meditation. You just don't get that downside of that low and that hangover that you experience with alcohol and drugs. So what I recommend to unwind and turn off at the end of the day or at the end of the week is a good old guided meditation. Now, the great thing about guided meditation is you can lay down on the floor, completely relax, listen to your guided meditation, and let it take you to that place that you need to be. Now, if you have so much energy that you don't know what to do with and you just feel like, you can't lay down and listen to a guided meditation, that's where the asana practice comes in. You know, the actual body postures that we do in yoga, that's where those come in. Because then if you go and you do that kind of yoga practice, you're actually wringing that kind of energy out and refocusing it so that then you can get to that place where you can lay down and actually listen and tune in and allow the guided meditation to take you there. So what I would like to offer you today is my 7-day e-course called the Inner Peace Project. It's 7 days of guided meditation. It's a morning meditation, the same morning meditation every day, and it's an afternoon meditation, and those change each day. But this e-course will definitely help you unwind at the end of the day, unwind at the end of the week, and put things into place, put habits into place that allow you to unwind and let go naturally without the ill effects of a hangover. Once you register, then each day of those 7 days, you'll get a reminder email just to remind you to go through that morning meditation, go through that afternoon meditation. And it will help you build positive habits to take some time in the morning, take some time in the afternoon to slow down, to unwind, refocus, and reconnect on a spirit level, on a soul level. And what this does is open you up completely to your inner guidance, your higher guidance, to unlimited creativity and that feeling of fulfillment that we're all are seeking in life. And this does nothing but benefit everything else that you're doing in life tremendously. So do something great for yourself right now. Register for the Inner Peace Project. You can go to choosespiritnow.com/Inner Peace Project and register there. If you have any questions, email them to me at ginger@choosespiritnow.com. I look forward to seeing comments underneath this podcast on my website or on my Facebook page, Choose Spirit Now. So have a wonderful, wonderful week. I'll see you next week. Bye for now.